Inshallah, we commence the lesson on Bulugh al-Maram. وعن علي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوت الرياء على القرآن فإن الله وتر يحب الوتر رواه الخمسة والصحابي بن خزيمة from Ali may Allah be pleased with him who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said أوت الرياء على القرآن O people of the Quran, perform your witr. Fa inna Allah witrun, for Allah is witr. Yuhibbul witra, He loves witr. So what is witr? Witr is hajj. We have said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ شَافَ الْيُوْتِرِ بِخَمْسٍ وَمَنْ شَافَ الْيُوْتِرِ فِي صَلَاتِ وَمَنْ شَافَ الْيُوْتِرِ بِوَاحِدَةٍ Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Salatul layl masna masna, fa idha khash yahdukum subha, fal salli wahidatu tirulahu ba'afat salla. So, he also mentioned witu there. So, witu means hajj. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya al Quran, O people of the Quran, referring to the old Muslims. Or Ahlul Quran may be referring to those who are Hufaz, those who memorize the Quran, those who are used to reciting the Quran. So if we look at it in a specific way, we say it is referring to those who are Hufaz. Then if we look at it generally, we say we are all Ahlul Quran, because there is no Muslim who will not recite the Quran. They don't recite it in what? Only if he doesn't pray Qiyamul Layl. He prays what? The five daily prayer. Unless somebody who does not pray. If he prays, he recites. Even if he prays behind an imam. When imam is silent, in Salatul Zuhr for instance, he still what? He recites Suratul Fatiha, recites another surah. So we are all Ahlul Quran. So if we look at it from specific angles, maybe the hadith is addressing those who have memorized the Quran. Some scholars have said, referring that to those who have memorized the Quran. Because the Prophet of Allah said, تَعَاهَدُوا أَذَا الْقُرْآنِ فَإِنَّهُ أَشَدُّ تَسَلُّطًا مِنَ الْعِبِلِ مِنْ يَقَالِهَا He said, read this Quran frequently. Because it's something that one forgets easily, even more than the camel runs away from the rope with which he was tied. So, see what a piece of advice for those who memorize the Quran. How to read the Quran? For inna Allah witrun, yuhibbul witra. It may be a general piece of advice for all the Muslims that we should perform. With you. You know, the hadith comes after the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that said that the Prophet said to him, لا تكون مثل فلان كان يقوم من الليل ثم ترك قيام الليل. Don't be like someone so possible. He used to perform قيام الليل, then he abandoned it. So, we also benefit from the hadith that in Allah witrun, Allah is witr. So witr is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody if is blessed with Isha, he may what call his son Abdul Witr. Abdul Witr, because one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Al witr. Fa inna Allah witrun, yuhibbul witra. Now benefit from it as well that it does not befit anybody to coin a name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not defeat anybody to coin a name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has beautiful names, the most beautiful names. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives himself names, beautiful names. It does not defeat anybody to say, okay, I like this name, so let me say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only say to the people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him. One hadith said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa laka. I ask you by all the names that are ours for you. Sammaita bi kulli ismin huwa laka, sammaita bi nafsak. That you are what? You have called yourself. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك. Or you have taught it to anyone of your creation. And the one you taught to, the Prophet Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Or you appropriated it in the knowledge of the unseen with you. So the hadith, إن لله تسعة وتسعين اسما. مئة إلا واحد. من أخطأ دخل الجنة. Does not mean that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only 99. So Allah has some 99 names. So whoever memorizes them, acts in accordance with them, will enter الجنة. So when you say, for instance, I have 1,000 that I want to use for sadaqah. Does that mean that you don't have any other money with you? No. I have 1,000 naira that I want to use for sadaqah. Does that mean what? You do not have any money with you. So inna lillahi tisa'atawati sa'ina isman man ahfa'a dakhal al-jannah. Does not mean that the names of Allah are 99. Based on the other hadith. Kul ta'tarta bi fi ilmi al-ghaybi indaka. So, the one that is popularly circulated, that we say the 99 names of Allah, some of them are authentic, some of them are not authentic. It was derived from one of the reporters. The hadith is what Allah asks on 99 names. So, the Prophet Allah never mentioned the 99 names in that hadith. But one of the reporters, based on his own ijtihad, tried to gather names. So some of the names that were gathered, some of them were authentic, some of them were not what? Authentic. Take for instance, Al-Rashid is not one of the names of Allah. There is no authentic hadith that says the name of Allah is Al-Rashid. Except that hadith, that one that contains that Raj. So likewise, Al-Muntakim, Al-Sabur, now, Rafi, Al-Jalil, all these are not what? Names of Allah. There is no abwat evidence for them. So, you don't call Allah a name except there is what? Evidence for it. So, come with the fact that what? There are some names that were not mentioned in that 99, that abwat authentic texts. Al-Witru is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Musa'ir, and many others like that were not mentioned in the 99. So some of them are da'if, some of them are sahih. That's why in the explanation of Al-Qawaid al-Muslah, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen tried to bring some of the authentic ones. Likewise, some other scholars. So no, they were not up to 99. So what we are saying in essence is that what the name of Allah is witru, and you should not give Allah a name except with evidence. So find Allah witru yuhibbu al-witru. Allah is us, he loves al-witru. He loves what is also what us. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا متفق عليه. From عبد الله بن عمر, may Allah be pleased with him, both of them, both him and his father, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. make your salah at night, the last part of your salah at night, make it witr. Why? Because Allah loves what? Witr. Sijalu akhirat salatukum bilayl witran. Make the last part of your salah to be what? To be witr. What? That is, if you remember the hadith, salatul layl matna matna, fa idha khashi adukum subha, fa lisalli wahida tutir lahu maqad salla. So, he prays with you. فَجَعْلُوا أَكْرَ صَلَاتِكُمِ اللَّيْلِ وِتْرًا. Make the last part of your salat as well witr. Is it compulsory to do that? That is if one decides to pray at night. Is it compulsory that it must be witr? Scholars disagree on this. Some said it is compulsory. So you have to make it witr. It must be taught. So that's why it is said that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, if he prays some raka, he will end it with witr. So if he woke up again, he wanted to continue, pray another one so that he'll be the sharper for the one that he had, the witr that he had prayed before. Then he continues to pray again. Just have the hadith, salatul layl masna masna. So continue to pray again. There are some other companions had what different opinion. Now don't forget, he said, when companions disagree, that is not what binding on us. What is binding on us is what they agree upon. But what they disagree, you can't say no, since this one has said it, this one has said it. You have to look at what the one that has the strongest evidence. So there are some other companions who will start, will just ignore that one, and what will continue, will bring two again. And this one is in line with the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As contained in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will pray, then he will pray what is witr. Then he will pray two raka while sitting again. He will pray two raka while sitting again at times. So from this hadith, some scholars have said that that means saying empty of salat of the night is not composed, just only a recommendation. It's only what? A recommendation. Some scholars said that is khususiyat, one of the khususiyat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can't we say that is one of the specialities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we go by what he has told us? The fact that he will do it does not mean we should also do it. Because what he has told us is what? Ija'alu akhira salatikum bilayl witra. So we go by that. The fact that he will do it, maybe for a reason that no, we are not to join him for. Sheikh Al-Qur'an rahimahullah ta'ala said, he used to take this opinion before. That is to say, we can also make our salah at night, not to be witr. There is nothing wrong in that. Said that opinion used to be what? Very heavy on his mind. Until he came across the hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, and that was where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha safar shaqqun wa thiqal." This journey is what? Something that is what? Difficult. And thiqal, it is felt, it is what? Heavy. He said that if anyone of you wants to pray his what is witr, falisalli raka'atayn, you should pray suraka. You should pray what? Suraka. Aw kama qal. So this hadith shows that what? It is not a must that you must change your prayer at night as with what? With witr. The Sheikh said, when he saw this hadith, then he had what? Rest of mind concerning that, as contained in his book, Qiyamu Ramadan. So, the hadith, Tijalu akhira salatikum bilayl witran, make the last part of your salat to be witr, is a recommendation. The Prophet Allah himself at times will not do it, as contained in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as contained in Sunan Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, also allowed the companions to do it. So for that reason we say it is not compulsion. وعن عقب بن علي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتران في ليلة رواه أحمد والثلاثة وصحابه ابن حبان. قال بن علي, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, said I have the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم seen there is no two through the night. رواه أحمد. أحمد reported this was ثلاثة and the three. Who are the three? نعم وصحيح ابن حبان and ابن حبان authenticated this. Now this is hadith that you have talked about before, the hadith of Talq ibn Ali رضي الله عنه, who led his people went to some place. They asked him to lead them in Salah, that is during Ramadan. So he led them, so he prayed with through for them. So when he prayed with through for them, he went back to his watch, his own tribe. So he also led them in Salah again. So when he was to observe with through for them, he said, I had prayed with through before. So I only pray, make it was sharper. Because the Prophet Allah said what? La witrani fi laylatin. You can't pray what? To withdraw in the night. So this is one of the evidences of those who say what? It is not a must that what? That your salat at night is what? Is withdraw. Because this companion in this case did not repeat the withdraw that he had what? He said la witrani fi laylatin. And it's also an evidence based on what you have said to those who say you can pray more than 11 rakah. You can pray more than 11 rakah. Because if it's okay, 11 rakah or 8 rakah or so was what the companions were used to. Yeah? So that means you must have prayed 8, let's say you must have prayed 9 or what? Or 11 raka for those people. So for him to have gone to his own tribe again, still leading them, so he will not be praying 3 raka or 4 raka for them. And this is what an evidence that one can pray more than 11 raka. Because this companion led some people in Salah, he prayed through with them, he now came to these people again, he led them in Salah again. The only thing that he did not repeat the way through. And that's why what is practiced, particularly in the haram of Mecca or that of Medina, that the last 10 nights of Ramadan, now after they had prayed Tarawih, 20 raka plus witru, 3 raka, so they will come back at night again, pray 10 raka. Can we say it is what haram or it is bid'ah? Eh? Can we say it is bid'ah? You can't say it is zika. The fact that what they break it does not mean what it is what haram. There is no text that you must pray your qiyam layl, you must pray them at once. If you like to pray for you sleep, then you wake up again, you pray for. If you like to pray till you sleep, all these are contained in hadith. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas on the line said the Prophet of Allah prayed 2 rakah, he slept. He woke up again. From the ablution, he also did similar things. So this type of issue is not an issue that should bring controversy and bring what? Hatred. Not knowing how to manage this type of issue is breaking the ummah. Just as what you have clear cut evidence is, the companions of the Prophet agreed upon, violating such a thing is what? Breaking the ummah. Likewise, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thrown free for us, what the Prophet of Islam has thrown free for us, trying to impose one opinion on people that you don't take this, then you are what? You are finished. You are not Ahlus Sunnah. It's another breaking the Ummah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ pour qualifier. They will not what see so have istilaf. Illa ma rahma rabbuk, except that those that your Lord has shown his mercy upon. So we should endeavor to be among those people. Before, if you want to make a day of somebody or you want to finish somebody, as far as religion is concerned, you have to be sure that that thing that you want to finish it upon is something that is agreed upon. Not something that what there is a khilaf among the scholars. And that's why Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Sunnah, who say, لَوْ أَنِّ فَأْدًا لَوْ رَأْيٌ لَوْ وَجْهٌ وَإِنْ خَلَفْنَا. Said, I will not attack somebody vehemently who has an opinion that has weight. An opinion that has what? Weight. وَإِنْ خَلَفْنَا. And we disagree with him. I may disagree with him. Then, when he disagrees with him, what that means is that what we are going to discuss it. But for you to make al-wala and bara on issues that the scholars have disagreed upon, this is what breaking the ummah. For example, somebody is saying, for example, the issue of this Qiyam Ramadan. So, you see some people who go to the text him and say, those who are doing it are people of bid'ah. Now what they are doing is bid'ah. Those who are doing it are what? People of bid'ah. Second Jama'ah, those who are doing it are what? People of bid'ah. Another person came with what said, Kullu bid'atin kufru. Every bid'ah is what? Is kufru. So, meaning those who are doing those things, they are what? Kufar. One should mind the way one speaks. What you want to attack somebody upon, who before you attack, go back, go and do research on that thing. Then you see that there is no ikhtilaf on it, then you can attack. If there is ikhtilaf, that is valid, that is permissible, then you say this is what my own opinion. Any person does not want to break the woman to the way you do things. There are some people that they have their own wings and purposes. They hide under this, so they generalize it. Every khilaf is what is fight. So then not why are we attacking one another? No, not like that. Somebody who is attacking the Prophet attacking the companions of the Prophet of Allah, this one is saying they are what? They are kufar. So let us tolerate one another. No, this person is what? Deciding something of each man. So it will also be attacked. Somebody is saying, okay, you have to do it by will of the Sifat of Allah to be attacked, because this is what contradicting the ijma of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is like that. So, not the way some people of Ahwa are taking it, that all issues when we have what difference of opinion should what? We should accommodate one another. After you with God, the Ta'awan fi mattafaqna alayhi. What you have agreed upon, we have seen to another man. We have ba'duna ba'dun fi mattafaqna fihi. What you disagree, let us give one another excuse. No, that last clause is not what should not be left like that. If you say, we have ba'duna ba'dun fi mattafaqna fihi min al-masail allati yasughu fi al-khilaf, then it's correct. We overlook, we accommodate one another in areas where there is difference of opinion, and this difference of opinion has what? Has weight. But areas where there is no difference of opinion, where difference of opinion does not have weight, then you can say that. So like what some of these deviant sects of today are saying. But the first person to go against that thing that you have said, are they? One of their leaders said, is that موقفنا من التعوات المختلفة. Our position with our position to other da'awat, other calls in the society today, and نزينها بميزان مذهبنا ودعوتنا. It's for us to judge it by, to measure it with what? The measure of our own madhab. فما وافقه, whichever one agrees with it, said we take it. Whichever one agrees with it, فإنا من أبراء. we are what free from it. That is, you are trying to impose your own madhab. Now the same people who have said the Kaawazi Matafatna Ali, Waya Abu Rubaduna, Badum Matalafna, they are the same that say this. So one should not be deceived by all these things. Those who are saying it, they cannot implement it. You say they are fighting people over things that they should not fight people over. But the blunt truth is what? Where it is permissible to have ikhtilaf, or where the ikhtilaf is something that is not permissible, then we accommodate it. But where ikhtilaf is not permissible, we should not accommodate it. Someone who is saying that the wives of the Prophet Allah are prostitutes, so we say, leave them. Don't let us break the ummah. No. So we should understand this. So when I say we should accommodate one another, I'm talking of where the ikhtilaf is. You say what? My opinion is not the correct one. The opinion is what? It's wrong. But there is room for us what? To debate this issue. And that's why Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala said, I will not debate with any person except that I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should place what truth on his tongue. Except the people of bid'ah. Except what? The people of bid'ah. But I am one al-Sunnah, we are discussing issues, debating one issue. I pray that Allah should say what? Place the truth on it. So that I will accept the truth from him. That is what ikhtilaf, the way how to handle ikhtilaf. And that's what one of the poets say. لَيْتَ كُلُّ خِلَافٍ جَاءَ مُعْتَبَرًا إِلَّا خِلَافٌ لَوْ حَظٌ مِنَ النَّظَرِ. Not every khilaf, every difference of opinion that is raised, that is what regarded, except the one that has what evidence. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of the deen. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm in the path of the religion. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم.
نعم.
You are not pointing, his name is already there. When, if there are something that things that have to do with derogation, then you can take, for instance, you can point from verb, for instance, and things that are derogatory, so you can point from them. For instance, you see, يخادعون الله وهو خادعه. Take for instance, so you can say, the name of Allah is خادع. ويمكرون ومكر ومكر الله. So you can say what Allah is الماكر. So that is what would be incorrect. So all this you can.
Just anyone then.
And before you conclude again, look at what the scholars have said. If you are following what the scholars have said, don't have independent opinion, because they are still what? You are still young. So what you do is that whatever position you want to take, get yourself guided by the scholars. Don't give a fatwa or say something unless you have what? You have had that fatwa from scholars. Then you compare again, you compare. But for you to say, okay, I've learned some Kawaij, I've learned some this, then you do it for yourself. You destroy things. Because the Kawaij, they are made down to assist people. They are not the basis. When I say Kawaij, for instance, now we are talking about someone, for instance, the Kawaij of Logar Arabia. Abu Bakr the Lani did not know what Nahu. Did not know Maful Mutbak, Maful Ajmi, Maful Obey. What concerns Abu Bakr with all this? But the Quraysh were played down in order to assist the non-Arabs originally. That is why when something that you have learned of Quraysh, what they did is that what they look at the Arab language, for instance, now the Arabic language, they look at it, these things are alike. They now what they put them together. Just like you are owning a trade now, you now put what is it called? The beads. You tie them together, these are like. That is what the Qaida. But at times, the Arabs, they will not say things, they will say some things that the Qaida will not be able to watch. Back up. No, the Qaida came after what? The people have been speaking their language. So not object their language for the Qaida, because the Qaida makes their language. So in that case, whatever disagree with the Qaida, so this is how they will say it. This is how what they will say it. Not that what is what, this is not correct. When we were in Madrasa, there was a friend of mine was telling me that, in your own manner, kọ́dà ọmọ ń ṣàtọ́ àkùránì gan-an. So mo ní, I told him that no, he doesn't know Nahu. Because some of the scholars of Nahu, when they want to say something, they will use the Quran as what? As evidence. Once something is in the Quran, and it disagrees with what they are upon, they say, okay, it is what? You can use it like that as well. So according to one language, according to one thing. So like that. So the same thing applies to the Qawaid of this Usul al-Qawaid al-Fiqhiyya. All these things, you see them at times, the truth is not what they say. At times, many at times, they go like that. But at times, they will not go. That's why those who stick to what Qawaid, they will be using Qiyas, they will be doing this thing, but whereas there are clear texts on that things that you are doing what? And this is why a lot of this Mu'tazila, when you talk about Usul al-Fiqh, those who are very sound in it, like Mu'tazila, the Asha'ira, so they are very sound when it comes to what Usul al-Fiqh, Usul this, Usul that, because it has what some origin of what of philosophy and mantic logic in it. This doesn't mean that what the Salaf of Sunday will not practice things like that. And Imam Shafi was the first one to have written what? Something Usul al-Fiqh. But the type of Usul al-Fiqh that he wrote was not the type of Usul al-Fiqh that people after him, like the Ash'ari, are writing. Some of the things that he wrote have to do with what they have learned from philosophy, mantic, and the like. So the same thing applies to Qawaid al-Fiqhiyya and the like. They are guides. When we see evidence contradicting some of these things, you have to leave some of these things for the evidence. The same thing applies for a student. When you are learning, don't say you have learned so and so, I've learned so and so. You have to guide yourself. Somebody is learning the science of hadith. Don't just go and take one book, and start what authenticating. No, this is the right. You have to compare what you are what carrying out with what the scholars of the past have done. Otherwise, you destroy the deen. And this is what the advice of Sheikh Lantan Rahmahullah Ta'ala. Say, okay, if you want to say, okay, this sanad is the right, not this hadith is the right. Because that hadith may have other things that you have not come across. How many books do you have? How many books have you laid your hand upon? So, Allahu a'lam. Well, I think they are simple questions.
In the first instance, Ahlul Sunnah, they are not people like that. When somebody says, I'm Ahlul Sunnah, I'm a Sunni, or I'm Athari, I'm Salafi, I'm this, he's ascribing himself to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions all together. So the one who is doing some acts that contradict what those people would do, so go back to the acts of those people, I mean the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he has ascribed himself that. Somebody says, my father said I should tell you. So if you are doubtful of that person, what do you go do? You go to his father. So somebody says, I'm a Sunni, and his own intention, all he does is what? To just criticize people, to just do this, to do this. But you go back to where he has ascribed himself to. I hope you understand it. If somebody says, I'm Tablighi, you know, this is a big man doing something that is wrong. Where do you go? Eh? No, it's a simple thing. Where do you go? You go to what? Muhammad in the earth. Because he was the founder of that Jama'ah. So now look, what did Muhammad in the earth say? What did he say? If you look at what Muhammad in the earth has written, then you discover that what? No, that man is right. Is doing what the founder said. Then, but somebody says, I'm a Sunni, I tell myself to the Prophet Allah, I'm Salafi, I tell myself to the Salaf. If you think this is something that what you doubt, go back to the Salaf. They do the no. Mr. Man, come here. What you are saying contradicts what the Salaf are upon. Simple thing. Somebody say, I'm a Khwani, for instance, now you go back to Akhan Banna. You read the books of Akhan Banna. What I quoted earlier is from the book of Hasan al-Banna. وَقِفْنَا مِنَ الدَّعْوَاتِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ وَنَّزِنَا بِمِذَانِ مَذْهَبِنَا. So in the statement of Hasan al-Banna, then he also quoted and probably quoted نَتَعَوَنْتِ مَتْلَفَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَيَذُرُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا مَخْتَلَفْنَا فِيهِ. So compare. So you can't go back to the Prophet because they did not ascribe themselves to the Prophet, did not ascribe himself to the Salaf al-Saleh. So it is not the role of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah to criticize people. We have what? وَلَيْتَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. We have that. We have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ. Said, إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ اكْتَبْتَ. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ جَهَدْتَ. So if what you have said is in your brother, then you have what? Done is ghiba. So in that case, you go back to those hadith, then what Abu Bakri, Umar, Uthman, Ali, what Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, all this, what are they upon? So another thing that we should learn is that what? Our acts should not be what? Just criticizing people. Some people, there is no doubt, there are some brothers, or some people have ascribed themselves to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Their thought in trade, so to say, is what? Just to look at the ayub of people, look at the what? The force of people. That is what they do a brother with. Then I say, okay, Imam Ahmad was fast. Somebody was refuting the view of Bidah, somebody was praying, Bikiyam al-Layl, doing fasting. Which one is more beloved to you? Say, no, the one that is doing refutation of people. Now, Imam Ahmad said that. But what did he mean when he said that? Did he mean that what you should watch? You should be watch, you be attacking people like that. That was not the practice of the Imam himself. However, if one has good understanding of the power of Salafiyah, the good understanding of the power of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, it is not compulsory that if you want to criticize people, you have to mention them. Unless if there is what? Something that the cause for that. You want to talk about the Tabligh now, you want to talk about the Ikhwan Muslim. It's not a must that you must mention their names. You tell people, don't do this, don't do this. You have given them what? You have empowered them. When they are going out and they say, this thing that they say the Sunnah contradicts, these people are doing it now. One, another one, two, three, these people are not with you. There is a difference between you telling them, go away from the Quran, go away from these people, go away. They will not want to take it from you because you are using the wrong approach to do da'wah. Particularly, maybe those people who have what? Who have control in that community. Even in a society where we have a lot of Sufi people now. You know what? Sufia is this, Sufia is this. The majority of those that they are preaching to, they are what? Sufia. You will not what, succeed in your tower. You tell them what the deen has come to preach to them. Then as it's growing, it's growing. See, some of them that will tell you, So now you are at what? You are getting what? Strength. But when you start mentioning their name, people will not fight you. Because the people who have fought you are these people that are now encouraging you to watch. So make mention of their name. So power has method, as we shall see from the explanation of the Usul Sunnah. So that one is not correct. And that's why I keep on saying the statement of Al-Imam Bukhari, the scholars of Al-Jahl wa Ta'dil, they are those that have what, that are entitled to watch the giver of people. Because they are defending the deen. But yes, you see them saying what? Like Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, as Al-Imam Zahabi said in Sirah Alam al-Nubala. Here at Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, "Inni akhafu," like I am afraid that on the day of Qiyamah, and yakula shakhsu ni iqtabtu, somebody will not watch, you have baptized me before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the fact that the Imam was doing what? Doing the righteous thing, doing the right thing. If you want to finish what you say, what? See another. If you say what? See another. Other scholars have understood what he meant by that. Understood what he meant by that. Then I think what this person is this, is that. See that when you say it, people run away first. But look at his book today. So this is, the fact that you are harsh on people does not mean what you are saying they will accept it. And the fact that you are lenient with people to the extent that you compromise the deen does not mean people will accept what you are preaching. But there should be what hikmah in what we do. So that those things are spread to Ahlus Sunnah are free from it. So individuals who have aspired themselves to Ahlus Sunnah, we are what bound to mistake. So when we make a mistake, the mistake is not blamed upon Salaf. It is blamed upon ourselves. But those who aspire themselves to individuals, somebody say I'm Albani, Malbani, or at Albani's position in my position. So whatever mistake he makes, go back to Albani. Because he has expressed himself to Albani. And that's why we say don't expect yourself to individuals. These people are scholars, they make mistakes, they are correct, confusion. So part of what Usul Sunnah is that the Masuk bi makana ala ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wallahu a'lam. Yes, there will be husbands for them. So just as we will say that they will be without husband. Those women that are married here, they will be with their husbands if their husbands were Muslims. Then those whose husband maybe died, so they were later married to another person. So as contained in one hadith by Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated that Al-Mara in the Akhir Azwajina, which the woman will be with the last husband. So Allah wa'ala. And there is a question, what is the difference between manhaj and Aqidah? Manhaj is also part So aqidah is what you believe. Manhaj is the way that what you follow. So the manhaj that you follow in dealing with what the ruler. The manhaj that you follow in having what in the sifat of Allah, in the asma and sifat of Allah. The manhaj that you follow in this. The manhaj that you follow in this. So manhaj means what the path that you followed to look at what the end. So the end is what you are believing, not aqidah. Likewise, Sharia. When you say Sharia, it will refer to what the ethic issues and the like. And if you say Sharia, it may also refer to aqidah itself. ثُمَّ جَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شِرِيَةٍ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعَ. So that is one in Sharia. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا. شرع لكم من الدين شريعة. So it's not referring to what they teach you here now. It's referring to what the aqidah, the way of life. So Sharia may mean what speak issues. Sharia may also mean what the aqidah as a whole. But when we say manhaj, manhaj is referring to the way that you do that. There's some scholars who not differentiate between al-manhaj and al-aqidah. Sheikh Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala said that the same. So all these are what they are technical terms that we need not bother much upon. But when you say manhaj today, it's referring to what the way you do things. Allahu a'lam. Is there anything wrong with forming a society? Well, saying forming a society, you can't give a blatant ruling on it to say forming society is haram, forming society is what is halal. What do you want to do in that society that you are forming is what matters to us. Some of our brothers, they make mistakes by criticizing forming society or giving yourself names. Now, wanting to ascribe that to the aqidah of Salaf, no, that doesn't have way. It does not have a place in the aqidah of Salaf Salih, because we have said what any person who says is Salafi has ascribed himself to the best of this woman. Then we'll go back to them to see if that is what they said. So going back to them, you see that this does not have what place. Because we have what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلِ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Who are the muhajirun, who are the ansar? So we have this Banu Amrin, we have Banu Banu Al-Ashhal, Banu So. Why this? Why not Muslimun? Just like that. So, instead of calling, going back to them, you see that what they gave themselves different names. The Muhajirun, the Ansar. Allah himself named them Muhajirun, named them Ansar. The Prophet of Allah did not say, don't call yourself Banu Amri anymore. He said that to them. So that shows that what that had what basis. But when they wanted to use that thing to go against Islam, the Prophet of Allah said, what? Attacked it. When a Muhajir and Ansari, they had a kind of dispute. This one said, Ya al Muhajirin, this one said, Ya al Ansar. The Prophet of Allah said, he was said, Abita'a al Jahiliyati, wa ana bayna adurikum. You want to be calling the da'wah, making the call of Jahiliyah. Wa am your niche. Da'wah, this is why now Muntina, it is Muntina. So he criticized them for what they were doing. In Sahih Bukhari, it was said that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are his bane, to Hizbu. There is a party in which Aisha, some other Aisha, Alma, there is a party that they are another camp. So his bane mentioned in Bukhari like that. So, but when they started using this thing towards to cause enmity and the like, then Sharia was attacked it. So somebody said we are Jamiya to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaa. What is the problem with that? We are Jamiya so and so, we are so and so. There is nothing wrong in this. But what are you doing here? Are you a Jamaiya that when your attention is called to something, no, this thing that you are doing, it contradicts this hadith of the Prophet? I'm wearing that around when we leave to our executives. Now, it's becoming what? Hizbiya. Makita. It's becoming what? Hizbiya Makita now. Because now you have gathered in order to contradict the thing. But when they tell you that this thing is wrong, then you come back from it, this is the right thing. As you are what going wrong and people are correcting you with evidence, not with power. Correcting with evidence, you are changing your position, there is nothing wrong with this. And that's why you know see a scholar of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah advising people on this, except to criticize them on what they do. In Egypt, you have what? You have the Jamaat of Ahlus Sunnah. We have, just as we have what, Al-Ikhwan Muslimun. The way scholars will criticize Jamaat Ansarul Sunnah is not the way they will criticize Al-Ikhwan Muslimun. So if you go to, maybe Dubai, for instance, you have what, Dar al-Bir, you have this, you have that, you have, so a lot of them like that. Scholars will not criticize them there anyhow, except what they do. If what they do, what they do are talking to people of Bid'ah, that is, these errors have been manifest in them, then they start surprising them, they are breaking the Ummah. So, can't say what, go and form societies, can't say what, don't form societies. Because there is no evidence that you should encourage people to form society. But people say, okay, we want to come together, then what are they doing is what matters. So when some brother says, don't call yourself so and so, don't form society, people also give them what? Maybe Kusegbe or something like that. Or you say what? Kusegbe, hello, no. So you say, okay, I have a madrasa. My madrasa is madrasa to Al-Quran. If you cannot, you are them, you know. That is what blunt truth. Because we are fighting people over names. Islam has not said what? Has not said you should fight people over names. What are they doing here? Is what matters. Wallahu a'lam. Is it true that if you see someone in your dream that the person is suffering punishment, that is the true state of that person in the grave? Well, it depends on the person who has seen the dream, and it depends on the person who has been seen or who has seen. So it depends. So the dream is not like a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you accept. At times you have a dream and the opposite to what will be the reality. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah makes you see the believers small. He said, walau arakahum kathiran la fashiltum. So if Allah has made you seen them many, you have what? You have what? You have failed. So at times you see something in dream, but the opposite is what? Is reality. So you cannot use dream to determine what happens to somebody. At times it may be true, at times it may not be true. Suggestion. I would like to suggest whenever it is a question time, the brother should be encouraged to raise up your hands while you give them numbers and later allow them to ask questions based on the number. Inshallah. As regards the hadith he quoted by Abdullah bin Umar saying, maybe the person should ask the question later. So inshallah we stop here. inshallah ustadh subhanaka allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta podcast system is one of our brothers that has given us this. So I know that we are making efforts to get one, but somebody has willingly given this out. This is one of the things that we